Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. We're going to wrap up a week. We got another live show Monday. Then we'll have a best of on Tuesday. Wednesday, we'll have a CBS year in review. And on Thursday, we'll have kind of a compilation year in review, best of, sunrise, best of, kind of blended throughout the morning on Boxing Day, the day after Christmas. So everybody gets to enjoy some time off. And so welcome on board. But this is a live show, and Monday's a live show. So please call us if you have a strong opinion. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. Are you a Text Connect member, Ben? Are you signed up for that yet?
Nope, I have not.
Okay, well, you got to do it. So
I guess I should.
We can warn you about breaking national and local news, or if you're out driving around, you can text us back and send us a message when you hear something you want to respond to on the radio. Pull off the road first, of course, but then send us a text at 70236. And On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. It is a family-owned dealership since 1915, so we appreciate their sponsorship. You can check out all kinds of information about them at onthemark@wkok.com. Did you get to watch some of the impeachment hearings on Wednesday?
I watched remarks? Bits of it, and then you see the remarks. You sort of have to. C-SPAN's probably the best place to watch it because you don't get interrupted. It was, political theater. Some folks think it was positive for both sides and negative for both sides and in between for both sides, but it. Pretty superficial, going back the last couple weeks, especially when they had the interesting point. Professor Feldman, I believe he's Harvard, who was a Democratic witness in the House, now has come out and is questioning if Speaker Pelosi does not move the articles of impeachment to the Senate, has the president really been impeached? So it's pretty interesting. I think everybody seems to be interpreting the Constitution for their side. However, I look at abuse of power, and I discuss this a little bit with my daughter and some of her other 16-year-old friends, which was interesting. They had some interest in it at first, so I thought that. But abuse of power.
Seize the moment.
You think of abuse of power in our lives. We've seen abuse of power from our parents not giving us that extra cookie.
Okay, I don't think that's abuse. That's good use of power.
From the teacher not letting us go to recess because somebody else had been. So abuse of power is defined in all shapes and sizes.
Those are permissible.
So we'll think of that. And going into the political realm, and I think I said this last week, actually, I think abuse of power has been used by virtually every president at one time. Obstruction of Congress has certainly been used by presidents to some degree, a little tongue-in-cheek at sometimes, but you got the legislative and the executive branch has pretty much not seen eye to eye a lot of times. Whoever's in control of either or, certainly. So, political theater. I think, unfortunately, at its worst for some of the folks. I mean, some of the politicians look very, very shallow. Very shallow. Some on both sides, but I will say the groups. Speaker Pelosi is literally herding cats, especially when she had to give them that parental look when they started to celebrate after the vote, which looked either like a parent in church turning to you, or a parent at a where you're at a family event and you do something. But again, I sort of refer to it back when the Queen of England looked at then President Bush, W. Bush, and his comment back was a look only a parent could give. So, but as it goes in Washington, it's maybe to some people organized chaos. For other people, it's unorganized chaos. And
just chaotic chaos.
For others, I would put myself in this group, frustration. However, the positives out of this was the House was forced to pass some legislation.
Right, USMCA passed
and
yesterday.
And that's been sitting there. Now it won't get to the Senate until January. So now you see them having to make up, you know, if this was a race, they were about 2 yards out of the 100-meter race here, and now they're trying to make up the 98 now here in the last couple days. But we'll see how this plays out. I believe it allows cable TV to flourish. But I would say this, even for those who, if you watch the president's rallies when he has them, I say turn to C-SPAN, and C-SPAN gives you a great coverage.
Objective view.
Great coverage. Not so much they're not speaking a lot on C-SPAN, but you get to see the whole part. If you want to watch the House and the Senate, those who don't have a life and feel like they want to watch the House and Senate, go ahead. And also too on those cable subscribers in Pennsylvania, you get PCN, and they'll cover the House and Senate in Harrisburg.
Well, the President Trump got high praise from Congressman Fred Keller, both in an interview here on WKOK and on the House floor, so hopefully that might have had some impact. Quoted from the Bible, said that the president is a victim, just like Jesus was, saying, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." Other Republicans did compare the president to the to Jesus, saying that a mock trial and a crucifixion was what happened there. So
yeah, it's probably
President Trump is the chosen one in the mind of many people.
Well, was that John 3? What quote is that?
I don't remember. I'm not a Bible quoter.
I'm trying to think which one. When you say that, thou
forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
I think that could be maybe every day when the House and the Senate is in session. You might be able to make that at the closing.
Them,
at the closing, you might be able to use that statement, and I know it's a broad brush, but it might paint many of them.
Forgive me, Father, for I've been elected to Washington, D.C., and I must enter the vortex. They should say something like that.
It could be Harrisburg. It could be Sacramento. It could be Austin. It could be Tallahassee. Pick a place.
Well, we do have some action out of Harrisburg. We can, or out of Washington. We can talk about that. The USMCA getting bipartisan support now onto the Senate, as Ben mentioned. We can talk about these biblical comparisons. A lot of people who are Republicans say the president is the chosen one. He's like a Messiah, a savior, not a Messiah, but a savior who's here to try to drain the swamp and help the U.S. Those seem like strong terms to me, but a lot of people are, this is really accentuating the divide among people in the U.S., including those who are strong supporters, and we get a lot of them around here. Call us now if you'd like to comment on this. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number, 1-800-795-9565. Go ahead.
Well, I remember groups referring to President Obama as the savior. Wasn't he going to save us from X, Y, Z, A, B, C? Racial divide was going to be brought together. I mean, so, these
we're going to have a beer with our enemies?
Yeah, you know, these groups that look for leadership. I will say this about President Trump, and again, I don't believe the folks out there, particularly the 90% of the editorials in the local paper, particularly the Lewisburg contingent, understand why President Trump resonates with people, and I'll explain it in some simple terms, meaning that he's not a politician. People are tired of politicians. They're tired of Democrats, liberals. They're tired of rhinos, conservatives, but they're tired of people not going and making your life better. Harrisburg, Mark, you talk about it enough. I've had conversations with longtime friends or people I've known for a long time that are in control down there, and my question is, what are you doing to make Pennsylvanians' lives better? And you know what? They get caught up in the cocoon. You refer to it as the vortex. I refer to it as the cocoon, and they get comfortable. President Trump also is looking at America as, hey, if this country is strong, it can help the rest of the world. Okay, and he's also calling people out for what they are. Sometimes that's positive, sometimes it's not.
Like, but when he calls, Dingo went to hell, he speculated.
Well,
Congressman Dingo went to hell.
That's one where you'd think he might, as we all have at one time, stepped in it. But when he calls out countries and he says, hold it, if you would like our foreign aid, you know, here's some things you have to do. NATO, if you'd like to be part of this insurance policy, you need to pay your premiums. You know, you pay your car premiums, right? Your car insurance. So, you know, he's resignating, doing things that politicians have failed to do. And particularly on the Republican side, I mean, it's not rhinos. It's spineless Republicans that have gone down there and have not stepped up to the plate. Believe in something if you're going to be there. At least have passion, if you can agree or disagree, but at least have passion in what you're doing.
All right, Tom, thank you so much for waiting. We're talking about President Trump being the chosen Messiah and Savior for the U.S. What's your view?
Well, they say he's been the chosen Messiah, but I saw something on the computer that describes it a little bit better. Trump was a test. Trump was a test for the evangelicals, and they failed miserably.
What was the test? Yeah, what was the test about?
Well, that he was so good that he was chosen by God. But actually, he was a test that God gave. God gave the evangelicals a test. And they failed miserably because their guy's nothing but a crook.
To see if they'd stand up to him, I guess, as you're saying?
Huh?
To see if they would stand up to him. It was a test to see if they'd stand up against his actions that go against their faith.
They would stand up against his... Well, he's a crook. They didn't stand up against him. They went with him. So they failed the test miserably.
Well, he's pro-life.
He was a test... And the evangelicals failed the test miserably.
How was he a test, Tom?
What's that?
How is he a test?
Don't try to turn this around. You know exactly what I mean.
He's not turning it around. Okay. He's just asking you to elaborate.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah, if I could read your mind and yours mind, I don't think I'd be sitting here. But so he was a test.
Yeah,
that was
exactly given... what I mean. The guy's a bum. He's a crook. And the guy, and God put him out there as a test for evangelicals, and they elected him. So evangelicals are a bunch of phonies. Does that explain it to you?
Okay, I guess, but the specifics would be the president's moral failings, or not resolving issues that started in the Obama administration with keeping kids in incarceration and separating families. Blowing up the deficit.
They tried to solve that, and the Democrats made the point. Hold it. So he's a test that has failed based on what?
I didn't say it.
Based on what?
Based on morals.
He has
no morals.
Okay,
right.
Morals
and they
based on
him.
Morals based on
your.
Okay, so you.
I don't know why you keep trying to divert this. You know exactly what I mean.
No, I don't. Because your morals, or the left morals, or
here
certain
we
groups.
Go. Now we're going to try to rationalize.
So you're the morality judge.
Well, we all are morality judges.
Okay. Well, that's why
I got one other thing for
63
for Dan.
Million people.
Oh, go right ahead.
Dan and the Republicans, they're all the time saying about this deep state. Well, what the real deep state is how far the Republicans have their head up their rear end.
Well, that's real keen. That is a thinking man's comment.
All right, we got you, Tom. Thank you so much for checking in. I appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565. Yeah, we have a clipping here. Chris Matthews from MSNBC was talking about the fact that a lot of people stood up for the president the other day, but no one stood up saying that he was a man of high moral character, or that he had, you know, high morals. So you can stand up for him based on the fact that he was falsely accused in the phone call. You can stand up for him, you know, based on the fact that he's fixing things. Or if you are an investor on Wall Street, like a 401k holder, then you would know that that kind of thing helps you. Now, there's, of course, many people, as we heard last night in the Democratic debate, apparently there's some people being left behind by this economy, so you can argue that. But nonetheless, the president is not a man of high moral character that much, but that has absolutely positively nothing to do with being president. You can be a good international leader and be a man of low moral characters. Let me see that clipping real quick. Well, we'll read that when we come back here. We have the Chris Matthews comments.
I was going to say, the last caller is right out of the handbook. So if you can't discuss policy, then you get personal.
Well, that's so, it. So, exactly.
So the people who supported the president or support conservative ideals need to anatomically remove their head from their backside? Boy, that's a, like I said,
nice.
that's a thinking
Nice.
Man. That's a thinking
All right. We're going to take a quick break. But we'll be right back. Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK. Join us. If you think the president is a man of high moral character, give us a buzz. Call 1-800-795-9565. Or you agree with MSNBC host Chris Matthews. What he thought was fascinating, that he says, I've been listening and watching. I've heard nothing. I mean, he's a, now here's a president, a human being, being accused of horrible things, selling his office, trading his public trust. Nobody argued that he was a person with any moral character.
Oh,
all right, to be continued. Well, if you're the Savior and the Messiah, holy smokes, what else do you want him to say?
Well, it's whose perspective are you saying? Mark, this impeachment started... was it November 7th? Is that the day after the election? Come on.
Right.
Folks, Nancy Pelosi, 22 months they've been doing this. So at what point? Moral standard? Now, I'd love everybody to put their moral standards out there and let's see.
All right, we're going to take a quickie break. We will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565. It's our telephone number, 1-800-795-9565. Earth, Wind, and Fire from 1978 or something like that.
70 in there, bell-bottom leisure suits, the whole deal.
I was listening to this at Penn State when I first went there. This is what, wherever where you went, where they were dancing, this song was played loud and
really
clear.
Interesting, you see the evolution of music and culture. It's a very interesting part, as I had a chance, not trying to name drop, with, but I had a chance to talk to President Green down at Susquehanna, who's a musician by trade, and certainly, as I said to him, I said, music is a language I cannot speak, but I deeply appreciate it.
Okay.
Meaning that the people who have musical talent, hats off. That's a
well, people
it's
want
a, it's a great thing.
People want Joe and I to sing on Monday.
That might be pushy. Wait till Tuesday.
Okay. Give people we won't be here.
Yeah, give people a day, and well, maybe next year you can.
Yeah, we're doing our best of on Tuesday.
Have Duo Tuesday.
But Chris Matthews, who incidentally is one of Rob Santer's many cousins, said they talk about everybody else's situation, but during the impeachment hearing, they never defended the man, the person in the White House, or his character. This is extraordinary. All of this was about the facts and about the, you know, the fact that the, you know, the phone call, was it quid pro quo, or was it just an innocent telephone call, perfectly legal and appropriate? There was all that kind of conversation. But none, usually you get character witnesses if you have people testifying, but nobody would testify to President Trump's character. Of course, he's a pathological liar. We know that, but that's just a personality flaw for him. It doesn't have anything to do with being president. He's quite able
to. That's questionable, too. I mean, again, when you put information out there, how do you want to control the narrative? And as President Trump stretched the truth, lied, whatever do you want to say on that. But here is one of the things that people have to realize. This is decades in the making. The media is in the bag. 92% of college professors are lean liberal.
But let me stop you.
Lean liberal.
Are you saying the president is a person of high moral character, and Chris Matthews just isn't seeing it?
I think when you define people as moral, what moral character are you talking about? So hold it. President Trump. I mean, I'll say this. That's why there's churches on Sundays, for those of us who, from Monday to Saturday, might not be
fall short.
Yeah, fall short. So here's a situation. Look at it this way. Whatever President Trump did before he was president, okay, question that. But, you know, there was enough people who elected him to president. So for some reason, that didn't resonate. Now, since he's been president, what moral deficiencies are you going to say? You can discuss what he's tweeted and that. However, let's jump back and see, where was the morality police when a president of the United States was having relationships of the sexual kind with an intern in the Oval Office? I mean, holy, you know, who can get to that level?
That's bad. Okay,
Where's the morality police?
So President Trump is in very good company with immoral leaders.
I'm not saying in relation to that, but when you're gonna put the morality card out there, be careful, because the next card you flip up might be yours.
Oh no. Okay, Dale, you're on the mark. Thank you so much for waiting. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I want to ask Ben. You know, since this guy's a professional at destroying credibility and integrity all his life, and we see that it's really bipartisan right now, well, partisan going on, and all the Republicans jump in with 2 feet. My thing in life is always keep 1 foot out, you know. But we're seeing all Republicans jump in with 2 feet, and we don't really know of what the clear plan is with this guy. I'm saying so. Okay, we don't know his main plan. I know, understand that government's, you know, gathering up all their capital and all like that. We don't know what they're going to do with that capital, but I'm just saying. So if some Republicans start getting a bad taste in their mouth, and like four or five of them or six of them or even maybe 20 of them get together and say, yo, now they're starting to understand this guy's plan. You think he still has the ability to destroy the credibility and integrity of these 20 people who are going to step forward and say, ho, 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 ho? Because right now our checks and balances are all destroyed, and integrity of our, you know, of our other parts of government are destroyed. So, like I said, with two jumping in with 2 feet, you think that he'll have the power to destroy 20 to 30 of these Republicans who understand?
Well, the answer is yes to that question. So, yep, absolutely.
Yeah,
all right, thank you, Dale.
Think about that. Don't you think that's a little scary? I mean,
yep.
I think it's a hypothetical. Quaint. That is not going to happen. I know.
The Bar Association's on top of this.
I tell you what, I think that will happen when the volcano up on Shikellamy Lookout
goes off again. Yeah. Cindy, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, I've been a lifelong Pennsylvanian with the exception of a little bit of my infancy when my dad was in the military. But anyway, and I've never heard of a Crystal Mine Wine Cave. we have any crystal wine caves?
We have crystal caves in Pennsylvania.
California.
I know we have crystal caves. I've always meant to go there. And certainly we have water caves and we have other kinds of caves.
Wine caves.
But have you ever heard of a crystal wine cave?
Well, it's a crystal cave that they put wine in over in Pottsville.
What?
Over in Pottsville, they had the caves that they stored beer in, and of course Yingling's still there. So basically it's a cave, and all of a sudden that's where they're storing their wine because of the temperatures. And it's in Napa Valley, and of course they
a crystal wine cave? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
And so they have parties in these crystal wine caves?
Yeah, they open it up. They open them up, and they have fundraisers, weddings, retirement parties. It's all through Napa Valley and the wineries.
Wow.
And you go look at the caves in Italy. At one time...
Well, there's people in the caves in Italy.
Without refrigeration, you had to go store your items.
Oh, that was smart. Yeah, but I didn't think wine had to be refrigerated. But I guess...
Well, it has to be stored. Well, it has to be stored in a temperature
like
that's somewhat consistent,
not frozen.
If you go watch the old bonanzas, maybe there was one up in the around Lake Tahoe. But no, it's the promotion of the wineries, and when you go to a winery anymore, Cindy, it's not just about buying wine; it's about the experience.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Yeah, Cindy, one of our good texters, says wine should be stored at 65 degrees and low humidity.
Low humidity, yeah.
What difference does that make? It's sealed in the bottle.
So it doesn't sweat.
Okay, we don't want any sweating. Sweat. 65 degrees. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WDKOK Sunbury. We'll be back. We're defending the president's moral character. This is WDKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichley.
Great tea, Sam. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. We don't have any emails pending, so please send us an email about the president's high moral character that no one would talk about on Wednesday, but there were some people that said he compared him to the Messiah and the Savior. Fred Keller said, Father, forgive him, for he knows not what he does, or they know not what they do, referring to the U.S. House.
Yeah, that being the U.S. House, but I...
Right.
Hey, call in and give us your opinion on the president.
Right.
Moral character you can give to Mark.
Right.
How about 10,000 points in the stock market, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500? How about the coalition of NATO finally getting it together and having people paying their
dues? So he's a results president, he's not a...
Well, hey, would you rather have results or you want rah-rah?
Like an image president.
He's an image. He's setting an image for America. A great speech at the United Nations that people glassed over because it was like too much because it was about globalization. And the globalization people... Who the establishment people, the EU people, the part of the swamp in Washington and in other countries. I mean, the people who want to be globalists, are getting set back, and their agendas are being looked at and say, no, that doesn't work for this country. As President Trump said at the UN, paraphrasing, make your country the best it can be. Then you can help your neighbors. Then you can help coalitions like NATO. Then you can, make your country better, and that upsets people. But again, the United Nations is such a jigsaw puzzle of reality. It's really interesting to see what their lack of results are.
1-800-795-9565. We got some information to pass along on the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. You can call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. We got open phones, so call us now, 1-800-795-9565. We are going to do news headlines shortly, but we got a caller standing by, so we don't want him to have to wait. We know he's a busy, busy guy out there. Carl's on the line. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in. You're on the mark.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to say thank God for Fred Keller, first of all. But 3 Novembers ago, I wasn't voting for a pope. I was voting for a president. President Trump, no, he is not the person I want to see up in the pulpit on Sunday morning. But I think he is doing an unbelievably fantastic job of running this country. He's the CEO of the of this country. He's not my preacher. So I feel very strongly that we need to support this man. I mean, just look at your 401k, Mark. You have to admit that the country is doing phenomenal economically. We're doing phenomenal in the standing of the world. And I just hope we have President Trump for 4 more years.
All right. Fabulous. Yeah, thank you so very much. Yeah, I think the president has a lengthy list of accomplishments. I have really no argument with that. I think more of the things that he's done are positive than are negative. This is, for some strange reason, his moral character seems to have come up. So that's all. But you're right.
But, why,
but you don't need... Right. He's not our pastor, so he doesn't have to be a person of, you know, like that.
I mean, if we think back to the Clinton days, I think we had the same type of president. Again, I won't want to have Bill Clinton up in the pulpit on Sunday morning, but he actually did a pretty decent job of running the country. And I think we're in the same situation right now. We have a great businessman. He has his eye on the ball, but he's not my preacher.
I got you. Okay, well said. Thank you so much. Well, you got a follow-up.
And Merry Christmas to all you guys.
Well, you too, Carl. Thank you so much. We really mean that.
Yep.
And Joe, same topic. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in. You're on the mark.
Good morning. Sorry, I just tuned in. I heard a little bit before the break and heard your last caller, and I would say amen to that. I was, of course, most people know I was not a Trump supporter in the beginning. But I've never seen an elected official do as much as he's promised he's going to do, myself included. So I've just donated my first contribution to the Trump campaign, and I would encourage anybody who is disgusted with what we've seen in Washington this last week to do the same, because money talks, and money talks from voters when the Democratic Party is trying to overtake and overrule the voters of the United States of America. It's time the people speak with their wallets.
All right. So you admit that you've fallen way short of your promises.
Hey, the only promise I ever made, Mark, was I'll do the best job I can do. And
there
I think
go.
That's one thing that we need to hear more about of people that are elected in office.
Yeah, that's
all right. Amen.
Enough.
Yep, we got you. All right. Thank you so much, Joe.
And Merry Christmas to everyone.
You too, Joe Kintz, elected Snyder County Commissioner. Headed back for another 4 years shortly. So thank you, sir. Yeah, thanks for checking in.
Joe,
very much appreciated.
Joe and Chuck Steininger will be the majority commissioners in Snyder County. So they should have the... best press suits and shirts in
Pennsylvania. Well, that's
Pennsylvania.
True. Yeah, they have access to the dry cleaner.
Yeah, in Pennsylvania, so they should be crisply dressed.
All right.
Interesting that, Mark, you bring up the moral side. So with all the stuff going on, the political stuff, now the moral side comes up. Well, let's throw this moral part out. Nancy Pelosi all of a sudden had to break into prayer, had to dress in black, was very somber about this... whole impeachment inquiry, whatever terms you want to put at it, but she then fell back on her religion. So is she then in the category that President Obama talked to people about? When things get tough, they cling to their God and their guns. I mean, you want to look at hypocrisy. Nancy Pelosi then promotes legislation that is pretty much maybe against the Catholic Church, which she is a member of. So, again, when you want to put the morality card out there, be careful, because the deck might be interesting when you have to play your hand.
One of our listeners sends a note, says President Trump was not voted in for his moral compass. He was voted in to make America great again. He has made great strides in putting our country back on track. Look at his accomplishments. He loves this country and its people. Can you say that about many others in politics? Remember, it takes a brilliant business person to run a great company.
Well, now,
thank you for
now
that.
We'll get emails or texts maybe or a call on saying how he wasn't that good of a business person. He had to go into some bankruptcy.
Well, he's a glunkzillionaire. So that says something.
So when you must have done something right. When you look at business strategies, you have to see what works out. However, I will say this. Business practices, best practices in any government, local, school board, state, federal, best practices, business practices that make sense. You're looking to be efficient. In some areas, you're looking to be profitable. Should be the base fundamental of your organization. And we're seeing this with school board budgets that these school board budgets are not small businesses. They're large businesses when you get into the high 30s,
sure, $30 million budget.
And you're looking at that. So, again, the expertise and best business practices, even though it's going to change for your organization. A hospital, different than a school, different than a manufacturing, different than an auto dealership, yes. But basic fundamentals are still practical. And think what the president has come into, we talked about earlier. One of the things is he can look at a problem and say, okay, we got to solve this problem, which look what they've done with the VA. Look what they proposed with the VA. You know, saying, okay, Mark, you're a veteran. Instead of having to drive to Wilkes-Barre or Lebanon around here, you can go now, you can opt out, and you can go to your local doctor. And they'll pay the VA premiums. There's other things that this president has done that you know the media is not going to promote, but some positive looks at a problem. When you say this, we got to solve this problem. We don't have to form a committee and meet 6 months later. How do we solve this?
Solve it now.
Let's get back and let's solve this. And look what happened over in the Middle East with ISIS. Look how that turned around. Boy, they don't talk about that. And now they're number one and number two in command last month. They're evaporated.
Right, they're looking up, as President Trump would say. Bob, you're on the mark. Thank you so much for calling in. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you.
I gotta recommend. I listen to you pretty as much as I can. I don't know if anybody has ever recommended a book to you by Unger. Unger wrote a book. House of Bush and House of the Saudis, and then he follows up here recently with House of Putin and House of our President. And you guys have to read that book. One of our big problems in America is the Russian mafia money. And you're all aware of that, but there's criminal charges that can be made, and I think we have people sitting on them now that we don't hear much about them, but I think they will come out before long, and we're in danger of losing the democracy. This guy could actually call out the militia and all that stuff, martial law, and we might end up losing a democracy if we're not careful. And I really think a lot of you should read that book.
So Bob, give us some details. So you're saying these are books that are written, and you're really seeing who stirs the political governmental drink then? Who are the straws, or who are the puppet masters that control the politicians?
I'm trying to get you to understand that even in Williamsport here, we have Russian money, Ukrainian money, up here in buildings next to Penn Tech, okay? We have a serious problem here in the United States. I don't know, did you ever hear that the top four floors of the Trump Tower have been bought by Russian oligarchs, Ukrainian oligarchs, and all that stuff? And you ought to get into that book a little bit. Take a look at it.
Okay, so...
Merry Christmas, everybody. Yeah,
thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, again, as they talked during the newscast, the first James Bond girl has passed away. Obviously, our caller would like us to read some books that probably might fit into the James Bond series, or, the new series with either CIA guy, little guy running around playing the CIA officer now, or maybe we're going into Jack Ryan, or maybe we can take some Tom Clancy books.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't read fiction.
That would be the conspiracy theories of the conspiracy theorists.
All right, we'll take a quick break. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. When we come back, I got to do news headlines. And then we have Lance standing by. We got one email pending, two texts from the same person. And we still have that clipping from Christianity Today to talk about. So we'll have all that lined up shortly. But join the queue in line, 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. I started out making reference to the president's moral character, and many of our audience members and me agree that's not what you need a president for. He has absolutely no requirement in the Constitution or on the ballot that you have high morals. So just like, President Clinton set the bar low and President Trump slips.
What about Johnson and Kennedy?
President Trump slips right under.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Brief news headlines here. Two people died in that crash Wednesday on Interstate 80 at mile marker 202. They've been identified as an individual from Hatfield, PA, and one from Michigan. And that section of I-80 reopened around 6 p.m. yesterday. It closed around 1 in the afternoon on Wednesday when the crash occurred at mile marker 202 with blinding snow that made the highway slick and difficulty with visibility, a 34-mile section of the interstate was closed for a time. There was a time initially when both directions of the highway were closed. One of the Valley's Republican U.S. congressmen went to bat for President Donald Trump during debate before the House and voted to impeach the president on two articles, they did not have Fred Keller's vote. He, of course, voted no on that. Congressman Keller says the controversial telephone call with the Ukraine was perfectly legal and necessary under the circumstances.
Voted on by Republicans and Democrats requires a president to make sure there's no corruption in a foreign nation before they give them American taxpayer dollars. And eventually, once the administration got through that, it was released and it did not require any action by Ukraine that the Speaker, Chairman Schiff, and Chairman Nadler have accused of happening.
President Trump will now have to face a full trial in the U.S. Senate to determine if he'll be removed from office,
maybe,
if and only if those articles of impeachment are handed over by Nancy Pelosi. There's no indication that she plans to do that. The good news from this day forward, days are going to get a little bit longer. Tomorrow and the day after, just a few seconds, but then minutes. That was the observation of Susan Schabowski, one of the organizers of tonight's Maryland Conservancy, Union County Historical Society, Winter Solstice Campfire, and Lantern Walk.
A lot of people celebrate the solstice all over the world and have done so for centuries. It's the point where our day amount of daylight we have is as minimal as it will be for the rest of the year, and the days start getting longer again. So in ancient times, this was a very large ceremony.
And that solstice campfire and lantern walk tonight, 5 to 7 p.m. out at the Dale Angle Walker House. Be ready to walk. Bring a lantern. We got all the details at WKOK.com. And an upcoming Meet the Press special is taking a look at political disinformation. Host Chuck Todd says the special was in the works even before his interviews with two Russian senators made its pertinence clear. The end of the show, the end of the year show, talks to top journalists, shows how Russian disinformation works, and traces how a political lie is born and spread. Very timely thing coming up on the 29th, and that'll be on WDKOK and WDKOK.com when we air Meet the Press
and Chuck,
on Sunday.
Chuck Todd and Meet the Press are great to do that because they've done this.
They're so good at it.
I was going to say.
That's an excellent point.
It's not the same Meet the Press. I'm going to say it's not your father's and your grandfather's Meet the Press anymore.
All right. 1-800-795-9565 is the open phone. We are talking about the impeachment, the president, and his, let's see.
Moral fiber.
Moral character, which is obviously significantly lacking, but his leadership skills obviously significantly benefiting him in office. So one of our good listeners, Carl, said, we didn't elect him to be pastor. So that's a great answer. Lance, you're on the mark. Thanks for your long wait. You're on the mark.
Well, really, I really agree with that. Because when you think about Bill Clinton, I mean, I didn't agree with virtually anything with him. But he was capable for his side, and that you must give the man. And he certainly wasn't what anybody would call a, you know, an upright, moral guy. But then I kind of gave him a pass on his dalliances because look who he was married to. I mean, my goodness, if you had Hillary, you know, you might be looking for comfort elsewhere also. I mean, I just...
That's pretty mean-spirited coming from you, Lance.
Well, what, I mean, I don't know if it's mean-spirited or not, but, I mean, that's really, I guess maybe. But the deal is, too, back in the Bible, I believe in Daniel, when everybody was discussing why certain folks wound up as leaders and others did not, and they said something that was really quite profound, and that was that, for God doth choose from amongst the basest of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And that's really about it. It doesn't seem to follow any rhyme or reason as to who winds up as our leaders. So it must be what is ordained from somewhere.
Well, I would say this, Lance. When folks get into the religious analogies, boy, you know, sometimes it's a very broad brush, and sometimes it's one little piece of the brush that's doing that. It's hard, you know. It's again when people, you know, you get these idiotic comments by some of these not journalists, but opinion-oriented newscasters that will, you know, compare political people to Hitler and Stalin and Mao Zedong.
Or to Clinton.
And it just gets, you know, sort of the absurd. So I think what we've seen over from the political side is the theater of the absurd in dealing with this administration. And it started, like I said, the day after he got elected. And it even started when he was running for president. So I think the president makes a statement, no president should go through this, and that's a fair statement. So no Democratic or Republican or other president should have to go through some of this deep state stuff. And people want to deny the deep state, keep denying it because it's there, it's been there. It probably always will be there to a certain degree. But if you can pull the cover off it and show the American people, that's fair to the American people.
Well, one of the ways that I feel about this, too, is that those that really can condone gender elective abortion shouldn't be lecturing anybody about anything moral.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's the hypocrisy. That's hypocrisy. I mean, Nancy Pelosi can stand there somber and wearing, you know, her funeral dress and whatever pin it was supposed to be.
Scowling at people cheering.
Yeah, I mean, the hypocrisy runs deep. I mean, when priests will say they will not give communion to certain politicians, I mean, and that's the priest's choice. I mean, that's the priest's opinion. But, yeah, hypocrisy runs deep and wide. And it's not only the Democrats and the progressives. It's also on the Republican side where some of these people have never stood up for anything, but they've gotten a paycheck, and they were just happy to be on the JV instead of going down and leading.
Yeah, you got that right.
All right, we got you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your holidays, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Hey, make sure you get to look at that movie I give you.
Oh, I did look at it, the Unplanned movie. Yeah, I did watch that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that's interesting. Maybe
that
won't be at the campus theater anytime soon, will it?
Oh, it could. Go ahead.
Not at the campus.
It should be, though.
Well, somebody could sponsor it. Individuals could sponsor it.
Make sure you listen to that, too.
I did see it. Oh, you want me to give it to Ben? I will do that. I'll give it to Ben. Yeah, very interested. Great great piece of filmmaking.
That's the abortion movie where the young
Well, the woman has a significant change of heart, but in a manner of speaking, she doesn't really have a change of heart because she was always had a moral anchor that told her that abortion wasn't right, and then she saw one, and that really solidified it, and then but she was already working for Planned Parenthood.
And she saw it by accident because she had to fill in and help because they were short-staffed.
That's exactly right.
I saw parts of the trailer. No, that's, the campus theater, I would say this, the campus theater, a great venue. Maybe consider having some movies that aren't as far left as you see now. They have some Christmas movies.
What have you been... name the movies that have been at the campus theater that are liberal.
Well, I think the liberal movies about Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Right, sponsored by a private group renting the hall.
And that's fine, and those should be, but they also some other groups should come in and rent the hall and sponsor some
I think the conservatives did that.
Did they?
They rented the
hall.
And
that's good. That's good. The movies I hear at the campus theater are either the benign Christmas or regular shows or fairly maybe some left-leaning, but hopefully maybe some conservative movies can come in there or some middle-of-the-road
movies. An open hall. You can rent the hall yourself.
Yeah, we'll rent it.
So I don't think it's that
great
expensive.
Venue. Great venue. For a little Christmas get-together, but no, it's that movie Unplanned. But remember the movie Gosnell, too.
I'll give that to you.
That was
I never did see that
down there, and that's where the media just did not cover that story. That's a horrendous story. That's a story.
It didn't
about
cover him. And he's a household word everywhere.
He is. I would not say that, but he was
okay.
It was.
So you wanted even more extensively
covered. Well, for what it was.
I mean, people from Australia were commenting on it.
Yes, and they should have. But it was also he might have been the number one serial killer in the United States history.
Okay. I mean, well, that would be true, with hundreds of abortions. All right, one of our listeners sends up a note, says, if you're going to keep talking about morals, the Dems are setting up a narrative for the continued headline bashing. All they want is to punish the headlines by continuing to slam Trump with fake news headlines, by starting out with the impeached prez. The top Dems are scared rats. Says one of our good listeners. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you will
appreciate
see that. You will see that most likely most of the press and the media will lead with the impeachment of President Trump or impeached President Trump today just signed a new trade deal.
Did he sign it?
Impeached? No. That will be, how they'll lead on some of the media.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So like the headline will always say he's impeached, but he's still doing this.
Impeached President Trump just turned back the clock on climate change and is starting to cure the world. Impeached President
Feed
Trump
the poor.
Just cured cancer.
He's impeached, but he's still functioning.
Impeached President Trump just set the morality bar high enough by stopping sex trafficking around the world. Impeached that's going to be their narrative if they even give him credit for anything. And believe me, he doesn't walk on water. But he's certainly...
He does in the mind of some people.
He certainly has...
He's our Messiah.
Has made some waves.
No, scratch that. Our Savior.
He's made some waves down in Washington.
One of our listeners... No, this is the clipping from Christianity Today. I mentioned that. The evangelical magazine founded by the late Reverend Billy Graham published a surprising editorial Thursday calling for President Trump's removal. The magazine Christianity Today has been critical of Trump, but not politically outspoken during his administration. The editorial, which appeared to draw so many readers that the magazine's website crashed briefly, was written by editor-in-chief Mark Galley, who called Trump a near-perfect example of a human being who is morally lost and confused. Quote, whether Mr. Trump should be removed from office by the Senate or by popular vote next election, that's a matter of prudential judgment, unquote. The editorial said that he should be removed, we believe, is not a matter of partisan loyalties, but loyalty to the creator of the Ten Commandments. Galley, who will retire from the magazine January 3rd, wrote that the facts leading to Wednesday's impeachment of Trump are unambiguous. The president, quote, the president of the United States attempted to use his political power to coerce a foreign leader to harass and discredit one of the president's political opponents, unquote. He wrote, it's not a violation of the Constitution, more importantly, or it's not only a violation of the Constitution, more importantly, it's profoundly immoral. But the editorial did not just call out Trump, it called out his devout Christian supporters for supporting him. To the many evangelicals who continue to support Mr. Trump in spite of his blackened moral record, we might say this, remember who you are and whom you serve, he wrote. Consider how your justification of Mr. Trump's influence is in your witness to the Lord and Savior.
Well, interesting that the media will pick this up and run with this full heart, meaning that usually anything the Christians groups will say. I'll be interesting to see where this follows up and where Mr. Galley lands as far as how I guess he's retiring here January 3rd, but we'll see. I think it's CBN, the Christian Broadcast Network. We'll see how President Trump plays out in this going on, but look at this and take out the president's name in this and put in said politician. And see how this works, and we'll see how the president shapes out with the evangelicals in the future.
All right, so you've read the editorial, the president not equipped to serve as a moral person should be voted out or impeached out. Obviously, the impeachment aspect isn't going to happen, but he could be voted out next year. What's your view on that? Or is his low moral standing, as described by that magazine, a concern of yours? We have a lot of listeners who call themselves Christians who say that does not matter to them, or they just outright dispute it. We got a ton of texts. We need more callers, 1-800-795-9565. We need more emails sent to onthemark@wkok.com. One of our listeners sends us a note. Let's see, text. This will make Trump made Sarah Huckabee Sanders apologize to Joe Biden. So,
just that's referring to Joe
this
Biden.
This will make Trump mad.
Last night.
Right. He made of fun of somebody who was stuttering, but then said, well, I used to stutter,
yeah,
so it's okay.
I guess he was making
then,
fun of
himself. Then he was talking about that. One other. I'm sorry, our text machine keeps dropping letters, so I can't follow the text as succinctly as normal. But anyway, that one I read is, this will make Trump made Sarah Huckabee Sanders apologize to Joe Biden. Another text.
We're being hacked by the Russians.
I think that's it. I think it's the Russian mafia. Oh. Good morning. Funny Ben made fun of Nancy for the color of her dress. Really, get a grip.
That's the hypocrisy of her wearing the black dress
okay.
to the texter. And
okay.
That, and if that's not making fun of, it's pointing out the hypocrisy, meaning she's wearing the black dress to the funeral or to the impeachment hearings.
Okay. One of our listeners sends a note that says, everyone on the left wants to talk about how moral or not moral Trump is, but none of them are talking about the immoral act of the leftist Democrats. And that's where our text stops. So unfortunately, I guarantee you we're missing some sentences there. So send us your text again, and then let me reply if we get the whole thing. Unfortunately, our texter's cutting off the end of these messages, so I don't get to hear the end of them.
Let's get to the callers.
Well, and I've often said we'll never hear the end of it, and this is the proof.
No, we will. You're exactly right. And maybe we shouldn't hear the end of it. And, of course, that's why shows like this are around.
Dan, you're on the mark. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. Very good program today.
Oh, thank you. Jeez, we're bound to hit something. Go ahead.
And, you know, Trump's moral character hasn't had a flaw in it since he's been in the Oval Office. And people throw out these comments that are just blatant lies. Trump is busy working every day. Yeah, he plays a little golf now and then. But other than that, he's working harder than any president we've ever had. And the new standard's going to be so high, it's going to be so high that the next president better be a young guy to keep up to the work schedule of President Trump, because they won't be able to keep up. And, you know, as far as Christianity today, I used to get that magazine about 50 years ago, and I stopped getting it. It's so, that magazine back then was going to the far left side of what we quote unquote Christianity, you want to call it that, but they were going so far left then, I quit getting it. They were denying parts of Scripture, questioning parts of the Bible, and right there they revealed their character, so I quit getting it. I'm not surprised that they went so far off the ship.
So is it considered a progressive
president?
Is it considered progressive? Can you say that? I mean,
they're progressive. They're what you would call the progressive side of, I don't even call it Christianity, I'll call it religion. But that's why I stopped getting it. Billy Graham does have a magazine that he does put out. I can't remember the name of it, but I know my uncle used to get it all the time. I just forget the name of it, but his son, Franklin Graham, solidly supports the president. And he'll be out probably having prayer sessions during the next election cycle once it gets closer. The evangelical Christians are solidly behind Trump. If not, there's a lot of reasons. Number one, his stand on abortion, pro-life president, solidly pro-life.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, and that's probably a litmus test, you know, because he supports that. That's sufficient. All of, you know, anything else you want to say about him is secondary.
And what else can you say? He supports everything Christians believe in. He's made Jerusalem the capital of Israel, and he also made Jerusalem, put our embassy there now, which other presidents talked about, never got done. And he put a bill through that now it's legal to speak politics from the pulpit.
Oh, okay. Which, I got you. I'll have to try that on Sunday.
I know other groups did it, but I heard people were against evangelicals doing it, but the more liberal groups preached politics from the pulpit for years. But what upset the more progressive groups, they didn't like the evangelicals promoting their man from the pulpit.
All right, we got a lot of calls coming in. Thank you so much.
You guys have a great one. And, you know, Trump's keeping right on making America greater every day, even through this process that he went through.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, super, super comment. Stan, you're on the mark. Go right ahead.
Good morning. Question. I didn't catch the beginning of the show. You were talking about the morality and Trump should be removed. Is that in the magazine that you're talking about, the Christianity kind of thing?
They called attention to it. That's supporting material. Our initial thing is a clipping from CNN that Joe brought in. Or no, I'm sorry. It was from MSNBC that Joe brought in, that Chris Matthews was saying how ironic it was that everybody talked about, all the Republicans in the impeachment hearing talked about the fact that the president may or may not have committed the crime. You know, Republicans basically said he didn't commit the misdeed. And that, you know, there was no quid pro quo and it's just not there and there's no evidence, but nobody was willing to be a moral, sort of a character witness for him and say that his character is such that he wouldn't have done this. They just say there's no evidence that he did it. They didn't say that he didn't do it. They just said that there's no evidence of it. And then nobody says, of course, that he's a person of high moral character, because obviously that wouldn't be a true statement. But they they focused on the crime, and that's what the impeachment was about.
Why isn't it a true statement?
Wait a minute. Okay, so they didn't defend him to say that he didn't do it. Well, if nobody has evidence that he did do it, how would you say that somebody didn't do something?
Well, that's a perfectly good point. Yeah, that is a valid defense.
How can I defend somebody that didn't do anything if there's no evidence to prove that they did?
Gotcha.
That's true. Yep. And it's the left being the left. I mean, they're looking for any morsel to make this president, to dilute the presidency. I mean, so it's you don't expect anything less, especially Chris Matthews. The one who had the warm, didn't he have the warm feeling running up his leg when President Obama took office?
Yeah, the tingle for Obama. Well, that's why I called, because I was looking on Instagram, and Franklin Graham got all over. The Christianity Times evidently put an editorial in the magazine, which the magazine was started by Billy Graham. All right? And they were saying basically Trump's immoral and he should be removed from office. That's what the editorial said. And Franklin Graham, I guess, ripped into him pretty good, because they invoked his father's name. And he put out there that, well, Billy Graham voted for Trump. So, you know, I'm assuming that Billy Graham, if he was still alive, would not agree with their editorial comments. Right. So that's where I was thinking maybe they got that from MSNBC, because somebody read that.
Right. Okay.
That's just maybe.
All right.
Yeah, it's the media.
Thank you so much, Stan. Yeah, we missed the second paragraph of each of your texts today, but thank you for those.
I only sent one.
Oh, okay. Well, the one you did send, we only caught half of it. But thank you so much. 1-800-795-9565. I got two callers waiting. We started out talking about Chris Matthews saying that it was interesting that the president had no character witnesses during the impeachment hearing, but the impeachment wasn't a sentencing. It was just about evidence lack thereof, which if you were listening to the Republicans. And then, of course, Christianity Today saying the president should be removed from office either by impeachment or by the voters. So those are our topics today. Let me give you a couple of words about the Sunbury Motor Company, and then we're going to boot scoot into a break, but we got callers standing by. We got a new caller on one line and a repeat caller on another. The new guy goes first, so that's what's going to happen after the break. We invite you to do what I have done. That's go to the Quick Lane, the Sunbury Motor Company on North 4th Street in Sunbury and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, the wonderful Kia dealership. You can find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. Every single vehicle of the thousands of vehicles they got for sale are described in detail on sunburymotors.com. If there's a pre-owned vehicle that caught your eye as you drove by on 4th Street, look it up. Maybe that brand new Ford Ranger, that black one with the extended cabin, the electric rear window, and the 6-foot bed, and the anti-collision stuff. That particular one is mine, just waiting for me to get down there. But you can go down and buy a comparable one, or you can buy that one and I'll order another one. But nonetheless, they invite you to do that, to order up a vehicle from Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln, and it arrives at the Sunbury Motor Company waiting for you, or you can pick from the thousands of vehicles they got there. If you're just saying, well, I'm keeping this car, well, then go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, and they will make your car last forever. They'll pump you up with nitrogen, make your tires last forever, and they'll change the oil, inspection, alignment, body shop, car wash, you name it. It just isn't anything that a car could need that they can't handle. Even if it fell over a cliff, they got a big tow truck that's more of a crane than anything. They'll haul her right back up.
Give her a little TLC.
That's right. Sunbury Motor Company, sunburymotors.com. Standby callers. Anybody else want to get in the queue? 1-800-795-9565. Not too many emails today. Those can go to onthemark@wkok.com. And keep your text short. My machine keeps cutting off the end of texts, but text us at 70236.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
We have too much replay. I'm sick of all the stoppages. And I'm sensing a lot of the fans feel the same way, too. They're just sick of the game constantly. Oh, here we go again. Great. All right, another one. And the NFL is going to regret the day that they voted yes on pass interference. They're going to regret it.
The Steve Jones Show, 3 to 5 weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK app.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We got two emails pending, two callers waiting. We got a lot to do in a short amount of time, as my lovely bride says at this time of year. Paul, you're on the mark. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, I'm just going to give you some food for thought. And that is, if the tree of knowledge has given man the situation that he has now, would it not have been better if man stayed ignorant?
Oh, excellent point. Holy smokes, nobody would have thought of that. Excellent. Good question, Paul. Thank you. Yeah, super. Another listener says, is Dan from New Berlin the judge of who is a Christian and who is not? I, for one, reject that, says Than. And another one says, good morning. Nancy got them all talking in Washington about not sending the impeachment papers over to the Senate yesterday. She actually said it Wednesday night. But anyway, she is playing her hand right, allowing the public to think about this over the holidays. Moscow Mitch was shocked and had a brain air bubble over it. Come early January, and they will get this great impeachment notice. Merry impeachment and Happy New Year impeachment, says Bob. Thank you for that email.
Boy, that was cerebral.
Dale, you're going to get the last word here. It looks like, go right ahead.
I just want to know, where does, after this impeachment here, where does blue-collar moderates go from here? I mean, because...
Where are they going now? Look in the swing states.
You used to be a moderate, you know, you used to be sensible, but after this election, I notice a lot of people now are so extreme, it's crazy. I mean, I try to stay in the middle, like, you know,
hard. I feel pretty moderate. I feel pretty moderate. Solve a problem. Yeah. Go to Washington, go to Harrisburg, solve problems. You get paid to solve problems. These people aren't.
I hope Donald Trump succeeds. It's important that he succeeds. Well, but,
I wish Governor Wolf would succeed.
When I talk good about Donald Trump for 15 minutes, then I say but or if, I get cut off and interrupted. So I'm understand we got to let people speak, and we got to understand that this red hat turned into the SWAT sticker. So we got to be careful about that. I mean, it's getting bad after this whole impeachment hearing. So I just wish the station would straighten up and stop, you know, bending hard to the right. I mean, it's better to be moderate, I think. I don't know.
No, that's good.
Yeah, you don't know. No argument there. This All right. Thank you so much, Dale. Appreciate the call.
Are you bending hard to the right now?
Be hung up. Okay. Me? Hard to the right? Well, I'm a provocateur trying. Well, the radio station has it's not even in the middle. It just has no leaning.
Okay.
I mean, we post things on Facebook, but that's just based on what people are clicking on WKOK.com. And 90% of the stuff is about President Trump's, you know, so
yeah,
I think our Facebook page leans that way.
This president has created an atmosphere that is for groups that are positive. For those who are pro-government, it's not, because they're showing government its inefficiencies and the politicians' inefficiencies. And that's Republicans and Democrats. Like I said, Republicans who went down there and were happy to play in the JV, Republicans last year under Paul Ryan, the last Congress that could have got things passed that didn't. This is the stuff people get upset about. You know, when you look at the trade agreements, and look what NAFTA did. I mean, NAFTA was horrendous. But the Clinton administration, the Bush administration, the Obama administration left it go.
Does the USMCA do to improve that?
It puts more equity in with our trading partners. It puts United States in a role that they can control their destiny. Trade doesn't have to be 50-50. Mark, you and I could trade, and it's 60% good for you, but it's still 40% good for me. That's still a win.
Better than zero.
But the stuff that's been going on and that being addressed is positive for the American people. So time will tell, but, you know, a good Christmas holiday for everyone. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Celebrate all of them.
Monday we're doing a new show, and Joe will be here. Linda Schlegel-Culver is going to call in on Monday, so we'll get a year-end remark from her. Thank you, Mr. Ben, for coming in. No problem. Thank you, Rob, for being a fabulous producer. Thank everybody for listening. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WDKOK Sunbury.